bees that way sometimes.
It bees that way when we get hat. Yeah, some days you just don't have.
So that was my Uncle Dean.
Where does he stay?
He's up in the UP.
Oh, he's in UP.
Yeah, the UP, UP.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Well, Chelsea's family has property in UP.
Oh, okay.
And so we're going to eventually make a
trip. Go up there?
Yeah, make a trip up. I guess it's, like, deep in the
woods. We're actually, like, only 20 minutes away from where he lives. Our cabin is.
Yeah, it's not very far from the cabin, but they're deep in the woods, bare country. Okay. You know, scary shit.
Yeah.
Shit that normal people don't deal with. But, yeah, if I can get up there, I'll try to do a show eventually.
That'd be nice.
Yeah. Find out a little bit. Because, like, you know, I didn't know. I knew my grandma was a partier. My mom's mom was a partier. And I knew my mom's dad was a partier. But, sorry, let me rephrase that. My mom's stepdad was a big partier too, but I thought they just were drinkers, you know, and then occasional party, you know, other stuff, but I didn't know they were huge smokers.
Oh.
Could you imagine?
You didn't know?
No idea.
Yeah, you know, because back then people kept it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, super secret, because you're talking, the only time I ever went up there as an adult was when I was like 18. I went up one time when I was 18 years old, drove my 81 Cutlass. Died halfway up.
81 Cutlass.
Died halfway up in Gaylord or some shit. I fixed it. Drove the rest of the way. And then it died when I got, like, I had to fix it again. When I got to Newberry, because that's where my grandma's house was. It was in Newberry, Michigan. Oh, shit, papers. So I had to fucking fix it there. And, like, so I walk in. And Grandpa's in there. He's, by this point, he's already well retired. You know what I'm saying? He's a big guy. He's a huge man. Like, he's 6'4", 6'5", probably, like, 280, but, like, a 280 thick.
Right.
Big old belly, you know what
I'm
saying?
Yeah.
His head was twice the size of mine.
Yeah.
Which is a massive dude.
Big fella.
Sitting there, and he's like, "Here you go. Have a beer." I'm like, not, you know, trying to play it cool because I'm like 18. I don't want to get in trouble. Like,
right.
Grandpa would be mad at me, or he's like, "Dude, come on, have a beer. You want a shot? I got a shot for you." He's like, "All right." He's like, "I got one rule. If you finish my beer, you buy more."
Check it out.
And, you know what I'm saying? And he's drinking Natty Lights. Natty Ices, sorry. Natty Ices, natural ice. Oh my God, they're gross. They're like 7%. Alcohol or some shit like that. Yeah, I don't even know. It's been that long since I've seen a natural. I've never looked because they're that gross.
Yeah.
And I'm drinking it, and Grandma walks in, and I've got beer in my hand. I don't know how she's going to react because, again, I don't know these people. These people, after my mom died, they disappeared out of my life.
Yeah.
You know, there's no reason for them. They're partiers, and my dad is strict conservative.
Just the opposite.
Yeah, the opposite. So, you know, she's... walks in, and then she goes, "You drink, you no drive." Like, okay. And it wasn't like that. It was very, that sounded very racist, but it was, "If you drink, you're not going to drive. That's it. No driving. You can drink as much as you want, but as soon as you have a beer,
you're done with the drive."
Yep, no driving.
Well, that's a good policy.
Mm-hmm. His policy was, "You drink my beer, you replace it." Hers was, "Don't drive." Which wasn't an issue because my car didn't fucking run.
Check it out. You were driving nowhere.
Yeah. Oh, man. It's a drive, too. When you got a car you don't know is going to make it, and you're driving down fucking Newberry, it's like, it's all woods, man. When you get across that bridge, and once you get out of that first little town that's right
you're
there
on
the
boondocks.
Bridge.
You're in boondocks.
Dude, it's, no, it's not boondocks. It's fucking forest. It's miles and miles, and you got 20 miles before you see anything.
Okay.
And it's just woods on
both
sides.
Both sides, yeah.
20 miles each way.
Yeah.
No, so actually, if you're going Highway 2, it's Michigan on the left and woods on the right. Because Highway 2 goes all the way across the bottom of...
Right. Well, the way I was, wherever I went, it was all woods. There's like one party store town.
In Newberry, that's by Trout Lake. You can go through the woods all the way from my family's cabin to Newberry. Mm-hmm. You can take all the back roads.
Dude, it's
what? Isn't that crazy that we got property so close to his family?
It is
well,
weird.
They're not there anymore, but...
Yeah, I don't know.
But they were there.
It's like...
Out of all the places in Michigan, it's in the freaking nowhere in the UP, and I know where that is.
So, yeah, that was my experience with Grandma and Grandpa, and I never really saw him again.
After that?
I think I saw him again. No. I don't know if I ever saw him again, to be honest. They lived in Newberry, and every year, they would go to Arizona. Now, it makes sense. It's quicker if you go out through Wisconsin. Obviously, instead of coming the 6-hour, 8-hour drive through the state itself.
Right.
But at the same time, it was still like, you know, a quick 2-minute visit to say hi for 2 days. You know what I'm saying? Would have been nice every once in a while.
Yeah.
Literally anything. So, I never really, when she passed, I felt bad, but it wasn't.
Tragic because you didn't have that much of a relationship. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She gave me $1,000 though, which was cool.
Oh yeah, she was thinking about you.
Us 4 kids. Yeah, no, I'm sure she did. She loved us, and I love my grandma. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
but it's just, you know,
just not a lot of.
There wasn't a connection because we didn't know each other.
Why is everybody just moving up north now? Well, I noticed one thing. I've got 6 friends that have moved up north this year.
To where up north?
Charlevoix, way up there.
Because it can be kind of cheap to get land.
Traverse City.
Well, Traverse City is a big city now.
Yeah, Traverse, or right outside of Traverse City.
Traverse City is a pretty decent sized city.
There's a couple of places, you know, they've all moved up there in the last year. And, but I noticed all of them have retired. They didn't move up there until they retired, you know. So yeah. I guess it's the place they want to be in retirement.
Marshall.
I mean, yeah, if you don't mind not going outside for 8 months of the year. But then again, maybe they're planning on, like, they got the whole inside scoop on global warming, and they know that Traverse City is going to be the next, like, Florida.
They're going to jump on it, huh?
Yeah, they got to jump on that bitch.
Traverse City be like Florida. They just sold that hotel up there.
Which one?
The big one.
Really?
Yeah. The one on Mackinac Island?
Yeah. They did. Somebody just bought it.
Why would you? I don't want
to. The
big white
hotel,
Grand Hotel, yeah. Somebody just bought it last month. They didn't say how much they sold it for, but you know it's a bunch of money.
Yeah, obviously.
A bunch of money.
Well, anything on fucking Mackinac is a bunch of fucking money. Doesn't matter.
So that's where you're not supposed to drive cars on there, right?
You're not allowed to.
You're not allowed to. The only person to drive a car on there in the last
Vice President ever.
Yeah.
Is Vice President Pence.
Pence.
Yep.
Him and, yeah. They showed that.
Uh-huh.
Knucklehead.
The cart wasn't good enough.
Knucklehead.
Oh, my goodness. How much did that cost us to ferry over cars?
They don't give a fuck. They don't give a shit how much it costs the taxpayer.
They don't.
They don't give a shit.
That's the
part
that sucks.
They say every time he goes and plays golf, it costs us $100,000 or something like that.
I believe it.
Yeah. Every time he plays golf, I think they said it costs $100,000.
That's another thing. Like, my dad was all about that. There's a group of people in this world that think that that's a smart way to be a business person.
Mm-hmm.
Just be a good, like, just go on a golf course and build your relationship on the. It's like, that doesn't seem like a. It seems like someone who doesn't know what the fuck business is, just trying to.
Well, it's that love of golf. See, golf is loved by people that are.
Trust me, I love golf, but I don't love. Okay.
Well, they worship.
If we were millionaires today, I would be playing real golf. I wouldn't be playing as much as I play. I'd still play disc golf more, but I would at least play one league
of
real golf.
You would at least play, yeah.
Mm-hmm. One league of real golf, because. I really enjoy real golf at times, like when I was young, and I really would love to go play like fucking Pebble Beach and places like that. Go with both bags, play a round of disc golf in fucking one place, drive to fucking play.
We play regular golf.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the guy I drove up to Alaska with was a golf teacher. He was from Something Pines, North Carolina, is going to be more golf courses there than any place.
Really?
From what I understand, from what I've been told. And he was really good. He taught me how to drive a ball. I could drive a ball 350, 375 yards.
I believe it. You're a tall guy.
And he taught me how to do it, you know.
Yeah. But I mean, I was all right. I've got a pretty good swing. I just never had the time or money to practice because it's one of those things that if I'm
It takes money.
It takes time.
And money.
Well, yeah, because you got to go to a golf range.
Golf is not cheap.
You can't, like, disc golf worked for me because I can go to a fucking field with my discs.
Right.
And literally just toss them, walk, right. Pick them up, toss them. Golf balls, it's like, you know how hard it is to find a golf ball in a fucking soccer field?
Yeah. They had a golf course. Well, they still have a golf course at Palmer Park. And I walked my dog.
Well, it's there, but it's not really open, is it?
I think they closed it about a year or
two years ago.
Yeah, but I think they're going to reopen it. But they, what they did was they removed all the fences. So I don't know if they're going to reopen it or not. But
I hope they open it. Like, I hope they open it up and make it actually into a park.
Oh, like they're doing that.
I mean, what I mean is, because you know the park's there on the one side of it. Like, extend it all and just have it all one giant park instead of letting it be a golf course. Cause
well, I think that's what they've done because they removed the fence. But,
then you could put a real nice disc golf course there, too.
They should. They just put brand new tennis courts.
Oh, really?
They just put brand new tennis courts. They're redoing that old log cabin. They redid that. They're doing all kinds. They put in, they put in a, what do they call it, a water park.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, they've done a lot of refurbishing of that park.
Very nice.
In the last couple of years. But that's where I walk my dog, on the other side.
Oh.
But he finds golf balls all the time. I'll be walking, I look up, he got a golf ball in his mouth.
Yeah, you're not supposed to, like, they ask you not to do it because fucking cutting the lawn, man. Someone ride along that riding lawnmower and it just happens to be in the right spot, catch that ball, pew, someone's dead.
Yeah.
The simple, I mean, a rock will do the same thing.
A rock will do the same thing. Sorry. I used to do landscaping, and I was doing landscaping in Royal Oak. Where these real nice houses are, and I was going along, and a rock got in the lawnmower. I was one of those sulkies. I ride it like,
yeah.
And I heard something go, and I heard something go, and it shattered the glass on this Range Rover sitting in the driveway. If somebody had been standing there or sitting in that car, they would have been fucked up.
Yeah,
like because that rock would. It was like, it was unbelievable, man.
I mean, like, rocks were like the first bullets.
You're right. Stones and shit, you're right.
Hell yeah.
Weapons, probably the oldest weapons on Earth, come to think of it.
So, I said something to somebody the other day that really clicked with them, a buddy of mine. Now, this guy's never been, like, when I knew him when he was younger, he's different now than when he was younger, because he's gone through some things, and he got injured and got fucked up in the military, so, you know, he's dealing with that kind of stuff. Well, he's always been a confident guy. When he was young, he was like one of those dudes that any girl, it didn't matter who you were, he talked, you know.
Yeah.
So, I was like, because I was talking about, like, my insecurities at when I was young, you know what I'm saying? Because I had, like, three major insecurities: death, you know, not living. I guess that was an instant, like, the fear of not living was a big insecurity for me. My looks was a huge insecurity, and, you know, other things I had as insecurities. But the looks thing, I lost it a long time ago, because one of my best friends is in love, like, I don't want to say obsessed with me, because he's not, he's married, but he finds me super attractive, you know what I'm saying? And one day it just dawned on me that I'm not attracted to men.
Wait a minute, he finds you attractive sexually? Like,
oh yeah, he's my brother. Okay. You know Brian, Brent's brother.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So he finds, like, but I don't find myself, like, I never found, like, that was one of my biggest issues when I was young, is I never...
The way,
like,
you look?
The way I looked, I was like, I always didn't like what I saw in the mirror because it wasn't what I was attracted to. You get what I'm saying? In that sense, you know, I'm not. And then one day I realized that I'm not attracted to men. I'm definitely not attracted to men that are bigger, hairier men. I prefer women, and I prefer more on the petite side.
Mm-hmm.
So it dawned on me that why would I shouldn't be looking at it through my eyes when I see my face. I should, you get what I'm saying?
Like,
it was just like one day I was like, what?
So you look at yourself in the mirror, evaluating the way you look.
Yeah, and like, I'm not attractive, I'm ugly, I'm...
To yourself, that's what you thought.
That's my inner thoughts, because that's...
Yeah.
You know, the media is telling you Brad Pitt's the best looking man in the world, all that other shit.
Yeah.
So on and so forth. So in my head, it was always that, you know, negative thoughts, because I'm not attracted to men, so... And then when I told him that, and he was like, oh shit. Like, I'm like, he just... like woke him up, and he's like, you know, and then he's like, you got any more of those? I'm like, no. I'm like, that was completely off random. I was just trying to like talk. There was no like thought to it. It was just one of those things that I brought up. But I said that to Josh McGrath, the little redhead kid, or the redhead kid that plays.
Uh-huh.
Like, he's not little.
Yeah. Right.
For sure.
Right.
But he did the same thing. No shit. It's like, most people don't think like that. Most people look at, like I did when I was younger, because that's the way, there's no other way to think about it.
But see, you were comparing yourself to the standards of beauty that you knew of.
Yes.
You mentioned Brad Pitt.
What I think women wanted.
Uh-huh.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm trying to, and it goes back to everything that's wrong with society, is everyone's trying to put themselves into what other people want.
Uh-huh.
Trying to put themselves, mind reading is what this one guy just called it, Dilbert, the guy that wrote Dilbert.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, mind reading, you're trying to mind your mind, trying to read my mind and tell me what I think.
Yeah.
And it's like, I was trying to do that with, you know, and it was a fucked up game in my head that I finally broke, because, you know, people were attracted. You can see it.
Everybody, you got billions of people on earth. No two people have the same, look at beauty the same way.
Right. Well,
you know, some girls like guys that are husky, manly men.
Yeah.
Some girls like guys that are flashy. You know, it's really no good looking and no bad looking.
No, I get that. And you're not taught, but you're not, again, that's truth. But I didn't see the truth, because all I saw was the lies that I was taught. You get what I'm saying? Not taught. I don't want to say taught, because...
But that you came up with.
That
influenced you.
That influenced me and made me think that this is... Because I find... You see my wife. She's attractive.
Mm-hmm.
I find thinner women more attractive. I don't find bigger women attractive.
I'm the same way.
So I always felt like a hypocrite for a long time, too, when it came to that. You know what I'm saying? And I had friends who actually... A friend of mine who criticized me for it. And said that I was being, you know, and it's like, man, you're not getting it. It's not.
No, you're not discriminating against anybody or saying anything
it's just
lesser than anybody else. It's just your preference.
Yeah, and it's just how my preference is. And I don't know why it's like that, but I always thought it was me being a bad person.
No,
I know. I know that now, because again, my best friend finds me super attractive. He's a male, and he finds all men that look like me attractive. Actually, I'm not even that great looking, because I don't have enough hair. If I was like super like gorilla man, oh Lord. You know what I'm saying? And then in my mind, that's the grossest thing I can think of. Like, I'm so happy I don't have hair on my chest.
Yeah.
I am not upset about the fact that I don't
have
hair.
It's not hairy.
Yeah.
Chest.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so... To actually wake up and see perception from other people's eyes and not just what I think people are seeing or want to see, or, you know what I'm saying? Because Justin pointed out, baby mama, a long time ago, that I don't mean this to sound cocky or anything, but people hit on me and I don't notice it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Something like waitresses and things like that.
You don't see it.
I don't ever see it. No, I never see it.
Oh, you never see it.
Yeah. It's never something I've been keen to see. And that's one of the reasons I've missed...
You're wrong.
There's a reason for it.
You're wrong there.
What?
Something that you've never been keen to see. I don't believe that, because you've looked at women and said, ooh, she's nice. I'd like to get with her.
Yeah, but my IQ was off because I always took. I never could see because you know how when you meet somebody for the first time, they can give you slight cues on whether or not they find you attractive.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Yes. I miss all of those. You get what I'm saying? So what I would do is I would take other cues. I'd miss all those cues that the person would give me, and I would wait for the other ones. And those other ones, they could have gave me a bunch of cues here. Hey, I'm not interested. And then, boom, on to this next one where they're friendly. And because I didn't see that, all I see is friendly.
Yeah.
It triggers me into thinking that they were... So I always miss the cues where it's like...
Yeah.
Until now. Now I...
Now you pick them up.
No, well, you know I ignore them. I don't see them. I still live life...
I mean, you see them, you just ignore them.
No.
You don't see them?
I don't see them. I don't need to.
Oh.
I live life blissfully.
Gotcha.
I've always lived like that. Kind of like not paying attention to what other people... Used to be I was so in my head that I wasn't paying attention. That's what the problem was. It was never really...
See, it's how you come up, too. See, when I came up, it was all about looking for the attractive one, being able to attract the one that was most attractive to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
In the black community, that was important. You dressed a certain way to attract attention. Mm-hmm. You had to be able to dance. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's the kind of childhood I had. You had to be able to dance. First guy that got a car got the girls. Or if you were in sports, you got the girls. Everybody was thriving for that.
I mean, that was there. It was just, I wasn't...
You wouldn't participate.
I wasn't participating because it couldn't get out of my head. Because the first 5 minutes of talking to you, I'm thinking about 5 minutes of what I'm going to say. And I never see what you're saying.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? When I'm young, it was a constant... Especially if you're a girl and you're attractive. Oh, man. It was 100 miles a minute. Like, what do I say next? What's going on this?
Oh, that's what's going on in your brain.
Yeah.
Right.
Do I look okay here? Is my shirt, like, tucked in? Is my belly showing? And then I'm missing everything that she's saying.
Because you're in this other world.
In this other world. And that's how I spent most of my life, period. When I was young, I spent, unless I was working or on video games, I was here just thinking about what was going to happen next.
Diagnosing shit.
Why I'm not happy.
Yeah.
It was a lot of questions about trying to figure out why can't someone, you know, and all those why me, why this, why that.
Yeah.
No one answered me.
You were a deep thinker when you were young. You were a deep thinker.
Yeah, and I think, I don't know if that's just because of what happened or not. I don't know if I've always, because I always, the Rick and Morty, you haven't watched it yet, but yeah. Like I said, I want to see, like that would be, to
you
me.
You keep bringing up this Rick and Morty.
Well, because it goes back to the point of.
These stories are relevant to you?
Mm-mm. Yeah, well this, no, the. The parallel universe.
That's what theory. That's what it's about.
Yes.
Okay.
The infinite parallel universe.
But it's theory. A cartoon. About
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it has some real science behind
there's
it.
There's some science behind it.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's real science or not.
But it's some science.
But there's no real science when it comes to the fucking multi dimensions.
Well, yes and no.
Yes and no. There's no portals as far as we know.
Well, CERN.
As far as the public knows.
Supposedly CERN is opening up portals.
They may be. But they haven't. I haven't seen it personally myself.
They're getting ready to. They revamped the machine now. They get ready to start it back up again.
But that's the only real way. If you want to, like, that's one way to fix the fucking planet and fix the way we do things is. If you could figure out that there's multiple universes, then you can actually run fucking. You can actually run experiments, without running experiments. So I can see, I can go to a universe and see what happens if my mom doesn't die. Do I turn out to be a worse person? Do I turn out to be an egotistical dick like Donald Trump Jr.? You know what I'm saying? Because my grandpa was a millionaire. Who the fuck knows? You know what I'm saying? My mom doesn't die. Maybe he puts a little more effort in the living.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying?
The way it could have been if certain things had happened differently.
Right. So, but my point is I think... Even without the death, I was still a different mindset of, like, I never wanted to hurt anybody, and I don't know why. You know what I'm saying? I've never in my life wanted to cause someone pain that they've caused me, unless they want it, you know, a little slap the butt.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Choke out. And
yeah.
Punch to the face if she needs it.
You're so stupid.
Kick my ass. But that's my, you know, like, you could actually see. Oh.
So what is this Rick and Morty? What does that come on? What is that on? So I can.
Adult Swim.
That's on what? Is it called Adult Swim?
Cartoon Network.
Okay. I used to have that when I had cable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I think, my point is that I think because of my mindset, because of, I don't know why, but I think most people are more like me than most people are. I think this capitalism makes people do a lot of things they don't want to do due to the fact that if you don't, you'll fucking be homeless. You know what I'm saying? If you don't fuck over that person next to you and take more than him, he's going to take more than you, and you're going to
be left out.
You're going to be left out. You know what I'm saying? Where, you know, so my point is then you can run the test and see if I have a life that's more prosperous where my, you know, say my father's the one that died. I don't want that. Say my father's the one that dies in the situation instead of my mother, right? Then I'm, instead of being in a situation where my dad...
So things would have turned out different.
Yeah, my dad... I don't see my mom wasting all the fucking money from my dad's death and all the Social Security on, you know, on himself, on herself. I just can't see her doing that.
She wasn't that tight.
She's not going to buy a fucking Corvette with the death money. She's not going to buy a CD player. She's not going to go crazy
right. And
do that shit because it didn't seem like, from what I've heard, she's not...
Wasn't as important as... The important stuff.
We were the important thing.
Yeah, right.
Materials were my dad. Like, being something, you know, whatever it was. You know, I just found out he was really good at motocross. Maybe that's what it was. Maybe he got...
Your dad?
Yeah.
Oh, he had motorcycles?
Yeah. My dad...
Because motocross
listen
is
to this
shit, man.
This doesn't make sense to me. I made $15 fucking dollars an hour when I finished. But I started at 9... At ER, by the time I was half, so I averaged probably $13 an hour if you take my whole pay.
Okay.
In the 2000s.
Okay.
I barely paid my fucking rent, barely paid my bills, and I had roommates.
How did that happen?
Because everything, dude, cost so much money. Oh. You get to work, you get a fucking, there's no, like, food. A
lot of expenses.
We're spending money on food. Like, trust me, it's my fault, too, because I'm buying fast food. And even when I was eating fucking, like, lunches and shit like that, I was still not having enough money to fucking survive.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's, so if I'd have done nothing, like, no cable, which there was many, many months and years in my life where there was no cable. You know what I'm saying? Because we just couldn't afford it. But
right.
I could barely do anything. I couldn't have fucking done anything. My dad has two to three kids. One of them's fucking disabled. He's got a fucking motorcycle. He plays softball 3-4 nights a week. He's riding dirt bikes. You know what he did? He busted tires. He worked at a fucking gas station as a mechanic.
Yeah, okay.
And yet he could own a house. He could have dirt bikes, a fucking car.
Oh, he was doing good.
How?
I don't know.
You get what I'm saying? Like, how in the 80s, 30 years later, I can't even barely survive.
Yeah,
and I made mistakes, but I didn't ride around on fucking motorcycles the whole time.
No,
and I didn't have
leagues
and shit.
No. Back then, a family could exist on one person's job. People made enough, and the standard of living was low enough where that was possible. Not like today.
Why did it get worse?
Because capitalism.
That's I mean, why. It's not that simple, but yes.
No, it is that simple.
No, there's...
I mean, what I'm saying to you is this.
Because it's not that simple, because we're not just a capitalist country. We're a country that runs, that basically is social, quarter-ass socialism country that is all crony capitalists. There's no fucking cap. Like, there's no equal starting ground in any industry in this game. Minus maybe talking. This right here. What we're doing right now is the only industry where you can literally start on the ground and
see,
becoming something besides that.
See, you had more poor people back then than you do today.
Are you sure about
you
that?
You had more... Oh, positive. You had more people that was disenfranchised back then. You Boy, you gonna come out and be gay? Get the fuck out of here. No, you're not.
Well, yes, it was a harder time to live.
For everybody. Yeah. A black guy, he had it bad.
Yeah.
Women,
stoners.
Women had it bad. Orphans had it bad. You understand what I'm saying? It was worse than it is now. But in one aspect, it was better. Because like I said,
there's more opportunity.
One person back then could take care of a family on one job.
Yeah, a regular job.
When my parents went shopping back then, and spent, if they spent $60, we were bringing 5 or 6 bags full of groceries. Just unbelievable amount of food. Now, that gives you enough food for maybe 2 days.
Well, I know. And then, you know how much she was getting for it? Cause,
like, but, the other thing, the minimum wage, yeah, it went up some, but it really didn't follow. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know. I know. That we don't make...
Because people are fighting for $15 an hour now. Let me tell you something, man. $15 an hour, you ain't kicking no ass at $15 an hour.
That's my point. When I left, I stopped working in 08, no, 09. I was making $15 an hour, and I was scraping by.
So imagine now where everything went up. Food went up.
Everything's went up. Well, gas has gone down since then.
Well...
Because gas, because that's what killed me a lot in the 2000s is I lived so far away. That's why I had to move down here. Because I grew up in Holly, and I lived in Holly. And I was there in Holly, and then one day I'm like, I gotta get, dude, I can't do it. $20 a fucking day.
Yeah.
Or a carpool. You know how much fun it is sitting at work for 4 fucking hours with nothing to do?
Yeah.
And waiting for somebody
to get off so you can get home.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fucked.
Dude, it's like, I'd rather drive, and then you can't because it's $20. A day.
$20.
That's $100 to fucking drive to work.
Just to go back and forth to work.
Yeah. Because the gas went up to $4 a gallon. And it's like, how convenient is that?
Yeah.
And I think it's because they knew that this...
I first started driving...
I don't even want to know.
I paid... The gas was like 25 cents a gallon. But there was a place called Ben's Gas on 7 Mile in Wyoming. And they sold it for 19 cents a gallon. Me and my friends got to take $1.50 and buy enough gas to drive around for 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
We'd be all over the city.
How much were you making an hour? $1.50?
No. I was making... Well, my first job was at Big Boys, and I was a bus boy. So I think I was making about $2.25 an hour plus tips.
That's not bad, because what's sad? When I started working in, it was like $6. I think that's what, and I started working in 94. That was like minimum wage was $6, I think, or it might have been, it was $4.95.
Okay.
Because I was like 16, so it was like 94, 93, and it was $4.95 an hour.
Yeah.
So, from that 30 years, it went up $2. Yet, the income of the fucking CEOs went up fucking trillions.
Those guys are living high on the hog, man. They were talking about the richest man. They claim he's the richest guy in the world. He's a Mexican dude.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
He's not an illegal Mexican dude?
No. He owns most of the networks in Mexico. He owns
TV networks and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, he's big time. And they were talking.
Yeah, because that Televivo shit's all over the fucking world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They claim he's the richest man in the world, really.
No, I think it's a fucking Saudi prince.
You know who's richer than them?
Putin.
These cartel motherfuckers. They don't even know how. They say they got so much money. They don't even know how much money they got. And that's the only reason why they're still strong, because in Mexico, they got enough money to buy off anybody. And most people are bought off.
You've got to get bought off or you die. Well, there's only one way to fix that.
You see what they did with El Chapo's son, didn't you? Did you hear about that?
Uh-uh.
So they raided the place and captured El Chapo's son. Took him back to the jail to... I think it was Juarez. I believe it was Juarez. Took him back to the jail. When they got back to the jail, hundreds of guys showed up with submachine guns and and RPGs, and they raided the fucking police department and got him out. They gave him up.
What are you going to do?
They had a shootout for 24 hours, so they gave him up.
Yeah. They got more guns than you.
They're more powerful than the fucking army.
I bet you they lobby.
You know they do.
They're fucking, you know they have a lobby arm that's lobbying for drugs to be illegal. They have to. Because if drugs get legalized, not cannabis, but drugs themselves become legal, and they're like heroin, all of it becomes cocaine, to where you can literally go to specialty stores like you do with alcohol and buy it, they lose all their business. They have to go legit.
Yeah.
Which means they get competition, legit competition.
Yeah.
From all over the fucking world.
Yep.
So it's like completely different game. They lose all their power. They have to be. They're spending billions in fucking Washington. And I bet you those retards don't even know they're taking their money.
Some do. Some don't.
Yeah. Most of them don't.
Most of them don't.
Well, they don't, because if they did, they probably wouldn't take it in their minds. Until they realize that
money is a powerful thing, man. Dude,
I don't know, man. It's money weird. It's one of those things that
money
don't...
turns most people's heads, man.
Yeah. I've been trying to.
Yeah, most people's heads. I mean, don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with money as long as you don't worship it and you do the right thing with it. It can be a great thing, you know.
I know, but it's a figuring out. How do you determine what the right thing to do with it is?
Oh, you know what the right things are. We all know what the right things are. Once you become 10, 11 years old, you know right from wrong.
True.
You've seen enough examples and people have told you enough, you know what's right, you know what's wrong.
But what if you get fucked up and you don't know what's right from wrong because some trauma happens to you when you're fucking 5?
Well, it's possible. It's all things are possible.
I mean, until they can figure out how to rewire the brain, or why the brain is wired the way it's wired. That's one of those things, you never really know people's intentions.
I don't think they'll ever figure that out.
I do.
You do?
Yeah. I don't think we'll figure it out. I think an AI will figure it out.
Yeah, right. I agree to that right there.
I think AI is the one that's going to be like, okay, this is what's happening. This is why it's happening.
Yep.
A complete.
I think that's what flying saucers and shit like that, that's AI. That's not. I don't believe.
Well, what is AI though? Could AI be like? Could we all be part of it?
Let me put it to you like this.
Or is it a separate entity?
If there's a civilization somewhere in another dimension or in another planet, another universe, that are 10,000 years older than us, who knows what kind of technology they have? Just think of us 10,000 years from now. If man doesn't blow himself up.
Think about us 10,000 years in the past.
We probably won't even look like this 10,000
years. Who knows what we look like 10,000... Well, who knows?
Yeah.
Because time is relative. And it goes back to the point, what if we're not... This isn't our first home.
But the thing I look at is scientific advancement. Look, in the last 100 years, we've made unbelievable scientific advancement. In just the last 100 years.
In the last 20 years.
Yeah,
since the Y2K.
But I mean, come on.
Since 2000, it's been 19 years, and we've made advancements that have made our time that we're in right now completely different than the time we're talking about before. People who had died back then wouldn't understand certain things that they see
wouldn't
now.
Wouldn't believe it.
Yeah.
It'd be magic to them.
Yeah, and that's the shit we're not even talking about.
But what I'm saying is, 100 years ago, you didn't have no airplanes. Well, you just started having them.
Yeah, you just started having them.
Yeah, just started having them.
It was 1919, I think,
years
ago.
You didn't have no television. You just barely had radio.
No, it might have been 1929, I think.
What, for plane?
Yeah, no, I think it was 1919.
No, 1909.
Oh, it was 1909.
1909, I believe it was.
110 years, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, also,
but I mean,
look how fast they went from getting planes to going to the moon.
That's what I'm saying. Look how fast we went from a paper... planes made out of material and paper to something that could leave the earth and go to the moon.
Do you consider balloons the first planes?
Kinda.
So, I mean, it took a good time then. It's the matter of...
Oh yeah, balloons were around a lot.
That's what I'm saying.
Maybe 100 years before the airplane.
Oh, probably longer than that. Yeah. They're probably using Asian civilizations long times ago.
You're right.
But my point is if that's the start of aerial flight, if aviation, then it was like, you know, who knows, thousands of years before the next step kind of like snapped us into a overdrive.
Something happened.
Well, that's what's going to happen now.
But something
we're at this
happened.
Point where we're moving up. You know what I'm saying? We're going up, but we're not really leaving the planet. We're not really leaving right. Earth, and then all of a sudden, we're flying. And not only are we flying, we're able to go to the fucking moon within 60 years. You know what I'm saying? That,
so,
that, what happened? What is the thing that's going to happen that's going to take us on that next step?
Yeah, exactly. There's some new technologies coming.
Yeah, that's going to be like...
Some new discoveries.
Within 5 to 10 years of that, we're gonna it's going to be day and night. Because you imagine it was World War I, they had planes.
Yeah.
That's only 10 years. They're fighting with fucking...
Yep.
That's unfucking real. And with... That,
yeah, man.
What if it's an actual
25 years from now, it's going to be weird. It's going to be weird, man. What? 25 years from now, it's going to be weird.
Who knows what you could do? Who knows what kind of body you could put
Unless something happens.
Are you going to take augmentation if it comes up?
Yeah, I'd take it.
Like new legs, bionic
legs? I'd take that shit. Why not?
I know. Why not?
Why the hell not? I mean...
What's the worst going to happen?
Yeah.
Die? Oh, shit. I'm fucking 80.
When you get old, believe me, you want some new legs. You want some new back. You want
new
back.
New legs.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah.
You say, yeah, if you can make it happen, I take it. 2 o'clock, I got to.
Yeah, that's enough.
I got to finish this, get this done, because I got to go to another job when I leave here.